Let us bring in Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Actually, I don't have any arguments. pretty much what we saw yesterday, we're seeing today. So, status quo. I'm not changing too much at all. Again, I still have a hard time believing that a low pressure system in Tennessee is going to move across the mountains and wind up in New York City tomorrow night, because they usually don't do that. Usually once they get into the mountains, especially at this time of the year, they transfer their energy to a second low, and I think that's going to be the case. The quicker the second low develops, the more snow we get. The slower it develops, the less snow we get.
What's your gut feeling as a meteorologist?
I think my 4 to 8 and 6 to 12 is going to work out just fine.
Okay, 4 to 8 is 4 to 8 in our general area, and a little north and to the west, 6 to 12.
Right. Yep. And why the National Weather Service just has a winter storm watch out?
Yep.
To me, it should be a warning, but I don't put out watches a warning, so far from me to throw stones.
I thought instead of having the watch, which tends to get people all worked up, a day and a half ahead of time, I think you're right. If you think that it's valid enough to tell people that, hey, there might be a storm, you may just make it a warning so people take it seriously.
Right. That's my thinking. For instance, okay, we're under a watch.
Yep.
Okay. Now, in New Hampshire, they are under a watch, a winter storm watch. But just cross over the border. Just cross over the border to Vermont, and they're under a winter storm warning. And this is the interesting thing. In Vermont, where the winter storm warning is, they're forecasting 6 to 10. Cross over the border to where the watch is, and they're forecasting 8 to 12.
Well, it's interesting you say that, because when we got the 1 inch of snow and we had sleet and freezing rain, yeah, the National Weather Service issued a winter weather advisory for up to 3 to 6 inches of snow for right across the state line in New York. And our forecast right here in Northwest Connecticut was for the 1 inch of snow and sleet and freezing rain and some rain.
But no advisory.
No advisory at all.
Yeah, they have certain criteria for all the advisories, and I really thought they were going to try to consolidate that. But again, I'm glad I don't have that responsibility because I wouldn't want it as far as warnings and watches. So we're telling you right now that today's going to be cloudy. And by the way, you have a little snow shower activity going on up there now?
It's too dark for me to see.
And when you came in, you didn't hit anything. There is some very, very light snow and snow showers to the west of us. So you may get a snow shower in the mid-30s. Then just cloudy tonight, 15 to 20. Snow comes in tomorrow morning, and I'm thinking it's going to come in, unfortunately, probably before the morning drive is out. So I don't think it'll be in at 6, but it could be definitely in by 8 or 9 o'clock, and it will continue into the evening. Now, it could even mix in Northwest Connecticut with some sleet or freezing rain for a time. But 4 to 8 inches, except 6 to 12 when you go north and west, Berkshires and on into the Catskills. All of that will end by midnight tomorrow night. It'll be partly sunny Thursday, mid-30s, some sun with late-day snow showers Friday in the low 30s. Now, how do we look for the weekend? Interesting.
Well, that's what Friday, Saturday, and Sunday we're interested.
Right. So now Friday we have some snow showers late in the day, no big deal. Friday night there'll still be snow showers, and Saturday morning there'll be some snow showers, and then nothing in the afternoon. And the highs on Saturday are going to be in the 30s. So nothing brutally cold or anything like that at all. Then on Sunday, that's where the problems come in with the next low pressure system in the south. It looks like most of its precipitation will stay to our south, but we should get some, and I think it's going to be light, but I think it's going to be mixed. So I think you can get some snow, some sleet, some freezing rain, and even some rain Sunday, with highs getting up close to 40 degrees.
But you're saying that's going to be light, spotty precipitation.
Right now, that's the way it looks, but it's only Tuesday, and that could change tenfold. I'm just warning you. That's it. It was back on this day, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, that the infamous 40 years ago, the infamous blizzard of 78 hit, 2 to 3 feet of snow, Some places even 4 feet of snow across New England, lasted 2 to 3 days. Hurricane force winds, quite a storm. In my memory, one of the biggest storms that I've ever, ever lived through, except with, which did not affect you as much, Marshall, the Lindsay snowstorm in New York City in the 60s.
The one that cost him re-election, yeah. I remember that. I remember 78. I remember 78. I was in Kingston, New York.
Yeah, it was quite a storm. And, you know, I mean, we've had big storms, let's face it. But to me, that was still the biggie. And I remember, you know, I was a teenager, and I remember the Lindsay snowstorm. And I remember walking out the following morning. And I didn't see the steps for the stoop, and I'm saying, what? And the snow was up to the fence. We had one of those hurricane link fences.
Yeah.
So the snow was about almost up to that fence, about 4 feet level. And when I walked down to like my waist and I look out to the street, it was the same level at the street. And of course, there was nothing moving. There were buses stuck all over the place. And of course, we didn't, you know, we weren't going to school or work for quite some time. But the interesting thing about that, and I'll tell you about this, is that the weekend before that happened, this is the Lindsay snowstorm, I was listening to CBS radio, and on the radio was Gordon Barnes. And Gordon Barnes said, watch out for this storm. Sunday into Monday, it could be a biggie. It's going to get off Cape Hatteras, North Carolina, and I think the rain's going to change to snow, and we're going to get a lot of it. Now, I didn't know Gordon well enough back then to pick up the phone and say, what are you, nuts? But I did get to know him after that very, very well, and he was the gentleman who introduced me to Dr. Crick in California. And it was Dr. Crick's weather maps that Gordon used to predict the Lindsay snowstorm.
Well, here's what I remember about 78. I remember that snowstorm living in Kingston, New York. But before that snowstorm, we had a series of storms that gave us snow. That's the year the Hartford Civic Center roof collapsed. That happened in January of 1978. When they had sleet and freezing rain and snow in Hartford. But that year, we had three snowstorms that week back to back in Kingston. And then we had that snowstorm that you're talking about. And I can remember there was I had a two-family house that I owned at the time. Small little house. But it was a two-family house. And behind the house, my tenant upstairs had a 1967 Chevelle, okay? A yellow Chevelle, canary yellow. I'll never forget it. And it was parked in the backyard because it was, you know, he loved the car and he didn't take it out in the winter. After the first snowstorm, it was covered up to about half the hubcaps. After the second, it was covered up to where the wheels were. Okay, the wheels were all covered. And we had a third storm, and it was covered up to the door handle. Then, a couple weeks later, we had that big storm, and all that was sticking out of the snow in the backyard was the top of the antenna.
Isn't that amazing?
I remember that the streets of Kingston, New York, after that last storm, we had 10-foot snowbanks in front of our houses. Two-lane city streets were one lane. It was amazing. It was absolutely amazing.
It really was. And even though, as you have to admit, even though we've had big snowstorms since then, I don't think any compare with that.
Well, it didn't compare with that simply because before we got that last wallop, we already had 30 some inches of snow on the ground.
Right.
And that's what made it so strange. Yeah. You know, we already had 3 feet of snow on the ground. It was just unbelievable. And people were afraid of their roofs collapsing and stuff like that. I'll never know how my house made it through, to be honest with you. When I bought my house, Pat, I paid $12,000 for my house. My mother called me up and I said, Mom, I bought a new house. I bought a house. Was, oh, great. What did it cost? So I said, I got it for $12,500. She said to me, what kind of house is that? I said, what do you mean? She says, my car, she had a Lincoln back then. She said, my car cost $24,000. But it made it through the snow, Pat. It made it through the snow.
It's amazing. And, you know, back then, too, and I told the story once before, prior to that blizzard of 78, Dr. Bob Harris was my partner here at the Weather Center. And I called him. He lived in New Jersey. You know that, Marshall.
Yeah.
And we were discussing the night before. And he said, you're still going to go with this? He said, there's nothing on the map. I said, yeah, I know. There's that little snow in Ohio. I said, but that reflects the upper air. I said, but look down there in the Bahamas. He goes, yeah. And he's looking at his maps. I said, the upper air winds are going to take that storm right up this way. And he's silent. I said, and that's going to bring in tropical moisture. That's going to go up and over this cold air that's over us. He goes, yeah. I said, we have to stick with our 1 to 2 feet. He goes, okay, good luck. And that was a Sunday night. P.S. The rest is history.
Nobody else called for it, by the way.
No, there weren't too many people calling for it. And then I got written up the week before in the local newspapers here for alarming the public because on a, I think it was like a Tuesday or Wednesday after the storm, I said there's going to be another one at the end of the week to bring several more inches of snow. And the National Weather Service got on my case and said that I was panicking the public. P.S. There was 6 more inches of snow.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a snowy winter. That was
in New York on Long Island. Yeah. I have all those articles somewhere in this new house that we moved into. Those articles are around somewhere.
All right. Well, hey, I want you to know the microphone sounds great. Everything's all perfect. And
thank you so much. Thank you. Are you going to the city? Yes, right?
Going to the city today. Going
no problem. Yeah, you know, it's just be cloudy. Not a problem.
Breeze in, breeze back out, be back here, and then I'll get hunkered in here tomorrow, obviously.
Obviously, yeah, no doubt about that.
What time should the snow end tomorrow night?
About midnight.
Oh, goodness gracious. Okay. Thanks, Pat.
You're welcome, Marshall.
I'll speak
good
to you.
Good trip. Okay.
Bye-bye. Pat Pagano in the Weather Center this morning with a check on the tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.